So when you've got your basic posture in place, just go straight into a just sitting with no particular place to go, you could say. Just be and notice what is here. What is here in the moment? What is here right now? What somatic sensations are coming to the fore, and what mental activity is coming to the fore? And now just allow awareness to kind of sink down from the mind, sink down into the actual tactile sensations of the body. And you can just have a sense of it moving downwards through the sensations, until awareness reaches the foundation or grounding of the posture. The grounding being contact with whatever you're sitting on and the floor. So when you are in those sensations of grounding or even earthing, because we're in contact with the earth through gravity at the very least, when you reach there, just let the awareness be there. In those sensations, let the awareness explore those sensations. Notice that it's only the awareness that can do this. The conceptualizing mind, including the imagining mind, can't. So just be the awareness in those sensations. And can you get a sense of those sensations being vibrational or tingly in any way? Can you allow your awareness to extend beneath the sensations of grounding into the ground? Is there a sense of awareness being able to, so to speak, go there? Or it could be a sense of a kind of openness below. And then bringing some degree of lift and energization into the posture by breathing up from the earth as we were doing yesterday a few times. So this can be done with the imagination, and probably at first it needs to be done with the imagination, but there's a sense that on the in-breath, the chi or prana comes up from this space of the earth beneath us. It comes up the core of the body towards the rear of the torso, right to the top of the head. And as it comes up to the head, just check that the chin is not too far in and not too far out, so that the head is just in alignment with the rest of the body, with the torso. And just notice what effect it has. Does it have an effect? Does it not have an effect? Just let the breathing become normal again. I only recommend doing that from 1 to 3 times, really, on the whole, as part of the becoming embodied procedure that we're doing. Sense from within whether the upper body is poised. In other words, is it leaning one way or another? And just use a subtle adjustment back and forth, left and right, to find where it's as poised as it can be. And then on an out-breath, just allow the awareness to sweep down through the whole body, and whatever can relax, let it relax. Whatever can be let go, let it go. Now bring awareness to the hara, to the lower abdomen. And it's worth noting that, especially initially, there might not seem to be much going on there. You'll find this not just with the lower abdomen, but also with other parts of the body. If you feel into the whole somatic body, you'll find areas where there almost seem to be holes, in the sense that you can't really detect any sensations in parts of your body which you know are there. So this is true of the hara for most people, especially if we haven't been used to focusing there. Just let the awareness be there, let it just rest there. And you might well find it helpful to sense that you're breathing into the hara. It really makes a lot of difference if you, as awareness, are in the hara. In other words, watch out for the feeling that you are actually located up in the head, and you're kind of looking down at this. So see if you can just bring your whole mind, all your thoughts, everything, down into the hara. It's also helpful to keep on letting go, keep on releasing any tensions, especially in the abdomen in general. So possibly, at the very least, you begin to get a sense of breath-related sensations in the hara. And also, can you sense a kind of spaciousness around the hara? Well, in and around the hara. And just allow yourself quite subtly, as if it were out of the corner of your eye, to notice what's going on with the mind now. So don't get into whatever's going on. Just notice whether thoughts have quietened down at all by focusing on the hara, in the hara. And let the awareness now open up to the whole somatic sphere, the whole tactile body. And again, with awareness rather than with the mind, just discern all the different kinds of sensation. So from very, very intense to very subtle, pleasant, unpleasant, warmth, coldness, can you get this sense of the body sensations, the tactile sensations being quite vibrational? So I talked about the very fine tingly sensations yesterday, but just notice how it is with all of the sensations. Do they all have a kind of fizzy, alive, bubbly, tingly sense to them? Or does some seem more kind of solid, concrete? I sometimes talk in terms of our somatic body being like a cloud of sensations. Can you get any sense directly of what that metaphor is pointing to? Like a cloud of sensations. So the sensations, the individual sensations or groups of sensations would be like droplets within a cloud. And obviously a cloud also has dimension. So can you discern with awareness this sense of dimension or spaciousness of this cloud of sensations? So the metaphor is just to point you towards your actual experience. Is there a sense of dimension in your experience of the body? Even a sense of a kind of inner space? Okay, I'll just let go of doing anything. Just sit.